here we go.
Welcome to the Envision Crystal Clear podcast. Your host, Lisa McGarrity. You know, Lisa, the holidays are coming.
They sure are.
All right. Now, I know that this is a busy time for everyone. Is it a busy time for mediums?
It is a busy time for mediums. I think people get sentimental this time of year. Excuse me. Also, we start thinking about the new year too, right? So then we wonder what the year ahead is going to bring. And I think that's when people come out and they want to get a reading. That happens too.
Well, Envision Crystal is not just a place to get readings. You have all of these candles, crystals, things to make spells with. I think one of the most popular, correct me if I'm wrong, one of the most popular spell classes, yeah, is for the new year, right?
That's definitely true. And I think one thing that people start thinking about is, hey, how can I make, in this case, 2023 better than 2022? Am I really going to reach any of my goals? How can I make it go better? And I think that's a great time to come in and really make a spiritual plan as well as a practical plan.
So there are some people that will say time doesn't exist. It's a creation of man. And then you look at astrology and it's nothing but time. So is the truth somewhere in the middle? Like, does magic work better at certain times of year?
I mean, I do feel that both things are true. It's one of those paradoxes, right? So I would say all time is happening simultaneously. But that's too hard to think about, and I can't get my head around it. So I go with the calendar for the most part, if that makes sense.
With the new year coming up, what are some of the things that you're going to start to see be sold in the store?
So an old school thing that I always try to have every year is bayberry candles. And bayberry candles are meant to be burnt on New Year's Eve so that you have a prosperous year all year. It's something that's made in the United States. Bayberry is grown up in sort of the New England area. And it's a berry that makes a kind of wax. And settlers used it to make their candles so long ago. But that wax burns in a very special way. And it's said to bring prosperity for the whole coming year. So those will be here soon.
Does it burn slowly?
It does burn slowly. A little bit like beeswax. It's another natural wax. It has like an olive green natural color to it. Very mild scent. It's just beautiful for prosperity.
And this is what people use for light and heat back in the day?
Back in the day. Sure. Absolutely. Yes.
That is fascinating in itself.
Yeah. Very cool.
So what are some of the things to do with it? Is it specific points of prosperity? Like, how would you use it in a altar setting?
Right. So, I mean, that's something my family did all the time, even when I was a kid, was burn bayberry candle on New Year's Eve to have a lucky new year. But you could certainly add other things to it. You could create a whole meal for prosperity. That's something that people do. In Italian cultures, they a lot of times eat lentils. Did you guys do that or no?
All the time.
Okay, so lentils for prosperity because they're meant to look like coins, right?
And the seven fishes.
Yes, or the seven fishes, yeah. Right? Another prosperity meal that we do. In the southern part of this country, a lot of times it's like rice and beans or cornbread and beans. Similar idea.
White herring. What did Grandma Grace do? What? There was a certain fish she had to eat on New Year's Day.
That's right. You're making my brain yep. buzz. I can't exactly remember, but yes, something like that that's meant to bring money for the whole year, right? So we think of this as a new idea. Oh, I'm going to do spellcraft for the new year. But our grandparents did it and our great-grandparents too, right? So it's something that really we're just picking up the old ways and maybe bringing something new to it, but nothing's really that new.
So, you know, it's said you have to use magic in not only practical senses, but responsible senses.
Oh, for sure.
And, you know, I know my grandmother, she liked to gamble at the OTB all the time, but that was her
but
hobby.
Did she win, though?
Sometimes. She told me when I was 18 what horse to bet on. I did. I won $20. I never gambled again. I quit while I was up.
All right.
But when it comes to stuff like that, like, is it right? Is it okay to burn candles for prosperity and then gamble? Like, are there rules about this stuff?
Well, listen, I'm not a big gambler. The way I look at it, you know, every penny counts so much. So sure. I'm too afraid to go, you know, you won't catch me at the casino too often. It's just not something I do. But a lot of people do. And those folks who do it usually have a lot of luck and maybe what other people might call superstition or tradition built into it. And you know, I think if you're doing it responsibly, if you're taking extra money and not your grocery money, then maybe it's okay, right? Maybe Lady Luck can shine on you. But if you're gambling away your grocery money or your mortgage payment, that's probably a bad plan.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like magic is supposed to be something that's applied in a responsible sense. So
sure.
If you ask for prosperity, if you ask for maybe somebody else in your family to receive prosperity because they're going through a hard time, could it then come in the form of a winning gamble?
Or it could. It could definitely. A couple times, honestly, if I think about it, a few times in my life that has happened where back in the day when I was a young woman and still married, I would do some prosperity work. My husband would do something that was gambling and come home with a big win. And I'd be like, yes, I did that. And he would say, no, I did that. And that would be the fight. But in the end, we were both happy.
When it comes to New Year's Eve, when you're setting up prosperity for the new year, what are some of the things that you can arm yourself with? What should you be gathering now for that new year wish?
Right. So we definitely make a beautiful money oil here. So if anyone wants a specially handcrafted, my daughter and I make it together, prosperity oil, that's available. It has a combination of resin, herbs, all charged and combined in a spiritual way in order to amplify prosperity. And then you can use that all year long.
You make it in a vial.
I make it.
Like legit hocus pocus.
Like legit hocus pocus. Do you need one? I'll get you one. Whatever you need, Brian.
You see my Honda? Of course I need one. No,
I'll help you.
I think that's awesome.
Yeah, we make it. We have, yeah. In fact, if you look at our website, you'll see a love oil and a money oil. Also, an oil called Clean Sweep, and that's used for clearing out negative energy. Those are all things we make.
I could use that oil for sure.
We all need that one too, yeah.
What are some of the things that go into the oils? Is it natural herbs? Or?
Well, of course that's a secret formula, right? You know I'm not going to give my recipes away. But yes, it's natural herbs, natural resin, and we actually also make something called Gypsy Gold, and that is a formula that's for luck, and that does have actual 18-karat gold leaf right in it. So there's a little bit of gold in the Gypsy Gold.
With the new year coming and... obviously, you can get some of this stuff here at Envision Crystal.
Yes.
What would be some of the things? Like, I guess offense is the way to go when it comes to the new year.
Right.
But what about with defense, too? Like, are there, like, protections? Hey, I've went through this year. I don't want to go through that next year. Are there ways to apply some sort of protection stones into a new year wish?
For sure. I mean, you can definitely use any protection stone to ground whatever spiritual goals you have, or in other words, to kind of protect you from things like the evil eye or negative energy or just bad luck. You can definitely work protection into it. And if you're thinking about, hey, it's New Year's Eve, New Year's Eve is coming, what's said in traditional cultures is that however you spend New Year's Day, that's how the rest of the year will go. So you want your house clean on that day.
Okay.
You want your bills as paid as possible on that day, right? You want to have a nice meal on that day. You want to smile and laugh with friends on that day because that's setting the intention for the whole rest of the year. Does that make sense?
Makes a lot of sense.
It's the energy that we want for the coming year.
So this is Lisa McGarity. This is the Envision Crystal Clear podcast. I feel like that's a lot of pressure.
Oh, no.
You know, New Year's Day. All right, well, what if we screw it up? What if January 1st, you know... something happens. How do you then turn around?
Then we go back to all time is now and we start again on the second.
I was going
to
say, is that possible?
Oh, sure. I mean, listen, we live in a very forgiving world. So these are traditions, but they're not hard and fast, right?
Sure.
Yeah. So, hey, pick up the pieces and begin again on the second. But keep it in mind that the first of the year is an important day.
Yeah, I mean, I always thought it was. I always liked the idea of New Year's Eve. I always liked the idea of going out and having a big party.
Sure.
You know, not anymore, but it's still an important time to turn over. This year is going to be better.
Right.
So if people can find hope in the year being better and what you're providing in this stuff, why not? Is there a candle to burn?
I think anything white, gold, green, or yellow would be beautiful on New Year's Eve. Because those are all about fresh starts, new beginnings, opening the roads, opening the way. So those would all be great choices for a New Year's spell.
I read about journaling all the time. Is there a certain journal that you should do on New Year's Eve and carry it in? Or is the rule stop journaling in that journal on New Year's Eve and then start a new one the next year?
That sounds like that could be a you thing, Brian. I don't know. I'm not sure. I mean, you could do that. I think I'm a big fan of journaling. You probably don't know, and I do a lot of scripting as part of my spiritual practice. I write out things the way that I would like them to be,
okay,
or how I want them to go. So I'm a big advocate of that if it's something that people like to do. And as witches in general, the people that I've known that are either magicians or witches practice magic, they're all usually heavy-duty journalers because we want to keep notes about what we're working on. Yeah. But as far as starting a New Year's journal or beginning a practice at that time, you can if you want to. I think any time to start is fine.
Well, Lisa, there's 18 of these up in Vision Crystal Clear podcasts. We're clearly going to do more. We'll talk about, you know, what other things we want to talk about, how deep we want to get into. But if anybody wants to visit the shop or visit what you could sell from out of state, what would they do?
So come see us on our website. We have a great website at envisioncrystal.com. And you can find me also at lisamcgarrity.com.
Lisa, thank you so much. Have a great New Year.
Happy New Year to you.